of my best friend's wife.
And then I hear somebody applaud.
Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans, in a long black veil, she cries, oh my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome! Woo! We are in McLeod, Kansas. It is tournament weekend from the McCoff Invitational. It's going to have you along with us here this evening. Joseph, he's producing and engineering, doing the work. Back in the CARE Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch with you here courtside. And it is game one, night one of the McLeod Tournament. And here on CARE Radio tonight, we will have Maryhill Mount Academy and Veritas Christian School. Public address announcer has just introduced these starters to the crowd on hand here this evening. Allow me to do that for you, first of all, for Veritas Christian, the Eagles, under head coach Carl Huslig. They're going to be starting Jordan Donaldson and Abel Brakenhoff. They've got Owen Welch and Amir Dowdell with Aiden J. Baker. former Hillmount Academy, and head coach Brad Kunicki, his assistant Corey Eckert. The Ravens are going to have Manasseh Miller and Langston Taylor, Samuel Peisch. It'll be Mark Harris and Sam Joyce. The Ravens in the home white, the Saints in gold with navy. Matter of fact, very much like the Ravens have a gold uniform, a lot like this at one time, so you kind of recognize those colors. We're set to go. Samuel Peisch is going to come in the middle. He's going to be out there along with Aiden J. Baker. The ball goes up, the tip is away. It'll be controlled out by Manasseh Miller. Ravens have the basketball, and we are underway. MHMA going from left to right across your dial here in this opening half. Top side, but then it's going to be Langston Taylor. He'll swing around to the left and feet into the middle, trying to get it into Sam Joyce, but it's going to be knocked away and stolen. Here come the Eagles. The shot from the baseline is up. No, but we have a whistle, a foul, less than a half a minute into the ball game, and it is going to be on Langston. So Langston Taylor will have his first personal foul of the evening, and coming to the free throw line, it'll be Veritas Christian. 7:33 to go, still in the first. First of a couple of free throws. It's up. It's good. And the Eagles have broken out on top. One more shot coming up here. Long, hard look at it. It is airborne and rolling out. It won't quite go in. And the rebound pulled down underneath. And then we get a turnover down to the baseline. It is 1-0. Eagles in front. Ball was lost out of bounds, and it's going to come back in again to Veritas Christian. The feet into the lane. Big guy shot. Deflected. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Taylor. He'll break it down. One-on-one. In. Left-hand layup. Good. Ravens in front now at 2-1. 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Walking the ball up the floor. Eagles into the forward court. It's going to be Baker, the big guy, dribbling it up the floor himself. They'll swing it up to the top of the key. Gets it there to Amir Dowdell. Long cross-court pass to the right side. That's going to be Welsh. Feet to the right side of the free throw line. The ball's going to be bounded away. Manasseh picks it up, drives it down. Works right side. Goes in, goes up too strong. And we're going to get a foul. And free throws coming up for the Ravens and Manasseh Miller. The foul is credited to Amir Dowdell. And that will be the first foul for the Eagles tonight. We are 1 minute into the game. We are 2 fouls and multiple free throws in this thing already. The first shot here is right in. Manasseh Miller will have his first point of the evening. It is now 3-1. Ravens in front. Miller taking his time. Little right-hand dribble. Puts it up. Hits the back of the rim, and it won't go down. Ravens leading 3-1. Eagles coming up with a rebound. And back up the forward that they're going to come. Owen Welsh goes over to the right side. Little backdoor pass to the right side of the lane. Looking in. No room. Back out on top, they're going to go. They'll work around the perimeter. Get it back into the hands of Dowdell. Pass inside. They try to get into the big man. And again, the Ravens batted free. The driving layup is up, and it will not go in. For Miller, rebounding it back down. Eagles, they'll go the other way. In the middle, three defenders collapse on Owen Welsh. Welsh ends up on the floor. No foul called, and it's going to go out of bounds. Off MHMA. Ravens in the 2-3 zone defense, a minute and a half into the game. The pass out on top, and on the drive into the lane, we're going to get a offensive foul. Little illegal screen set up top side by Owen Welch. Moore Hill Mount Academy back up forward with the basketball. Bringing it up is going to be Langston Taylor. He'll bring it up top of the key. Looking in, no room in the middle. Again, they'd like to get it into Sam Joyce. Both teams have tried to go in the middle with very little success. Now Manasseh goes up with another shot, draws another foul. So what's happening here is these teams are driving the middle, can't get the pass in the middle, so they drive the middle and draw a foul, and we come back to the free throw line. This is, are you ready for this? 5 team fouls in less than 2 minutes into the game. Here's a free throw. It is up and good for Manasseh Miller. One more shot coming up. That was his second point of the game. Now they're going to hold up play for just a moment as one of the Eagles is coming over to the far side. That is going to be Jordan Donaldson. and Jordan's got maybe a cut or scrape on the left elbow. They're getting a little bandage on that, wrapping it up, and they're going to just delay play for just a moment. And at the same time, they're putting a bandage on Sam Joyce at the Raven bench. And now maybe they're going to just go ahead and, while they're taking care of that, Sam is coming out of the game and checking into the lineup for MHMA. It's going to be Keegan. That's going to be Keegan Mispagel coming in. All right, we're back to play. Veritas Christian has also made a substitution. And if you're looking at your program sitting here in the gym, this is a number change for the Eagles. Second free throw for Miller's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Mason Shaw. He's in your program as number 4, but he's really wearing 34 tonight. So if you're in the house watching that, here you go. 6 minutes to play. The pass across, throw it. Here comes Peisch. He'll drive, shoot. There's the layup up and good. Samuel's first bucket of the game. And the Ravens increase their lead now to 6-1. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Veritas Christian with the basketball over to the left side. It's going to be batted away and stolen. Taylor to Miller. Drives down, two steps, up, and scores. Manasseh has 4 points. It is now 8-1, Ravens. And we're 2.5 minutes in. Skip pass going to come out on top. Eagles look into the middle. Bounce will come to the free throw line. They'll dump it back over to the left side. Getting it there to Aiden J. Baker. Back off on top. They're going to go. They work into the left side of the lane, and we've got a whistle. And hitting up off the floor is going to be Blaine Honeyhockey. So Blaine, just coming into the game, will pick up a couple of free throw opportunities here. 5:14 to play in the first quarter. A lot of action. Honeyhockey's free throw is up and good. One more for the sophomore for Veritas Christian. Gets them both. It is now an 8-3 Raven lead. We're just getting going here. 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. Player defense now being employed by the Eagles. Miller will go down the left side, stop above the block, push it off on top. Over to the right side it goes. Taylor will launch a three. It's going to be wide to the right side. Rebound tipped out. Miller will haul it down. He's in the lane. In the lane for a long time. And now the ball taken away from him, and Eagles back up the floor with it. Up court for the basketball is going to be Baker. He will dish it over to the right side. Shot goes up. No foul called. Rebounding it back down. Ravens outlet. Here's Mispagel for two. Keegan's first bucket of the game. And the Ravens push their lead down to 7. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is 10-3. Veritas Christian with it comes off on top. That's going to be Donaldson. Pass in the middle. Batted. Stolen by Manasseh. Dumps it over to the right side. Driving in. Lanston shoots and gets it. Lanston Taylor's got 4. And we're going to get an Eagle timeout. Let's take a break, shall we, Justin? Still 4:16 to go in the opening quarter. A lot of basketball to be played. It's MHMA 12. Veritas Christian 3.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Ashland County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Happy to have you back with us here in McLeod, Kansas. It's the first of two, by the way, tonight. Lady Ravens are going to be playing a nightcap after this one, so stick around for the twin bill. Up for the basketball coming out of the timeout, Veritas Christian. We are now midpoint of the opening quarter. Ravens have a 12-3 lead. The Eagles have the basketball. The feed is going to go to the right side of the free throw line. Now the pass in the middle, slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Mark Harris getting a hand on the ball. Ravens are led right now by Manasseh Miller with 4 and Lanston Taylor with 4. Skip pass comes out on top. Here's a shot for 3. Oh, what a beautiful long-range shot. Aiden J. Baker knocks it down. and it is 12-6 Ravens. 3:40 to play in the first. Lanston gets it over to Manasseh. He'll start into the lane, back away, pull up for a three of his own. It will not fall, and down with the basketball is going to come Baker. We do not have heights or sizes, but I'm telling you what, Aiden Jay is a tall young guy. He is 6'6". Right side of the lane, he'll push it off on top. Over to Donaldson, now into the corner. They reverse the ball, bringing it back out on top again. Now, coming off the left ankle, just a little mishandled by playing honey hockey. Ravens are going to have it back in here on the near side. Nice crowd on hand. Not a big crowd, but a very energetic crowd. And they continue to make their way into the gymnasium here. For some folks, parking on the wrong side of the building, it's a little bit of a trek to find the purple gym. We're in the purple gym tonight. There are also games going on the other end of the building in the gold gym. Inside 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens have the basketball. They lead it by a half dozen. Out on top is going to be Harris to Joyce. Right side Miller in the lane. Turns left, turns right, shoots, and draws the foul. Right now, I am making an early award. Best shoes in the tournament so far belong to Rasheem Dowdell for Veritas Christian. They are outstanding. This free throw, it is up and good. And Vanessa Miller has been getting a workout at the free throw line. 13-6. One more. 14-6. And into the forecourt, here come the Eagles. Amir Dettel holding the ball up. He's at the center circle, trying to spread the floor. Ravens, look at this. I think they may be even in a... Heck, possibly a 1-3-1 zone. Looks like it. They've got Mark Harris working the baseline gig. Here's a feed to the right side of the free throw line, and the shot is up from there and good. Nicely done. Jordan Donaldson getting his first point of the game, and it's 14-8. Just over 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Sam Joyce backs in, turns, shoots, gets it. Sam getting his first points this evening. It's now 16-8. Ravens with an 8-point lead. It is their largest advantage. Beautiful entry pass, and as the shot goes up, it won't crawl in because of a foul committed over the back. Eagles coming to the free throw line. I suspect that foul is going to be on Sam Joyce. At the line for the Eagles is going to be Aiden J. Baker. His first shot right in there. Second shot. Give him both. He's got five, and it's 16-10. Half a dozen point lead for the Ravens. Inside 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Manasseh Miller with it on the left side, working right in front of the Eagle bench. Dishes it down to the baseline left. Here's a long three from the baseline. Up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled down by Veritas. Here comes the Eagle offense. The left-hand dribble by Owen Welch. He'll bring it into the forecourt. Take it down the left side of the lane. The left-handed shot is up. Won't go in. Rebound Ravens. Miller coming up with the basketball. Outlet pass. Skip bounce pass across the lane. The shot is up. Hits the front lip of the rim and falls in lanes and Tina with a half a dozen. 18-10. Ravens. 80 seconds left in the first. Dow dealt with the basketball. Eagles down the floor. Welch will have it on the left side. Comes back out on top. Dow Dell feeds inside. No room there. Comes back off on top. That's going to be Amir. We're down to a minute to play in the opening quarter. Amir Dowdell, a little crossover dribble, changes direction. Still feed it, top of the key. Here's a very long two. Set sail and won't drop, rebounding it down. Manasseh Miller, Ravens up the floor. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Mark Harris, the only starter, still looking to get on the board. Here's a little hook shot from the left side. Off the rim twice, won't go. Rebound out of bounds, and it is Raven basketball. Back into the game is going to come Abel Brackenhoff. For the Eagles. 42 seconds to play, opening quarter. Ravens have the ball, looking for a double-digit lead with this possession. Right side, Miller. It's a three. Too strong. And a rebound, haul down, Eagles. Regis Christian comes down with the basketball, and they'll go into the forecourt quickly, racing down the left side. We're at 30 seconds to go. The feed to the left block, and now the ball's going to be slapped free, lost out of bounds. It'll be off MHMA. The Ravens have gone And just got to check on my scorebook here. Looks like they have been six deep here so far in the game. Freitas Christian has gone maybe eight deep. Here's a drive down the right side. A little stutter step, and the shot is good. Landon Taylor has exploded now for eight opening quarter points. It is 20-10 Ravens. 12 seconds. Now 10. The three-point shot. Airborne, no. Tipped around. Pull down Sam Joyce. Joyce sweeps it away. Harris up the floor. Quickly down the right side. Falling away. Shot is off the rim. No, and we have come to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after one. More Hillman Academy 20, Berea Christian 10.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Welcome back. McLeod, Kansas, the host site here in the McLeod Tournament, and Morehill Mount Academy has raced to an early lead in this one. They are in front 20-10 for the Ravens. A half a dozen points apiece for Manassas, or other, half a dozen points Manassas Miller, but 8 points for Landon Taylor, Samuel Peisch, Sam Joyce, Keegan Miss Bagel, each with two. For Berytas, it's Aiden J. Baker. He's got five to lead the way, a three and a couple of free throws, two each for Donaldson and Honey Hockey. And up court with the basketball, here come the Eagles. We're just underway now in the second quarter. Between the circles, it's going to go Berytas Christian. We'll dump it over to the right block, kick it back, three-point shot, baseline right, just a little bit short, rebound tipped around, out of bounds, and let's see, it was touched last by the Eagles. Ball coming off the hands of Abel Brackenhoff. Here comes MHMA. Ravens slide over to the right side. Looking on the scoreboard, MHMA is the home team. Eagles quickly up on defense. The feet into the middle, batted away. Saved back out on top by Miller. They'll dish it back over to the left and holding it up now. Landon Taylor, he's like directing some traffic inside. Can't get what he wants. They're basically running a very basic offense, crossing back and forth, corner to corner, across beneath the goal. Now Manassas is just going to drive and work on his guy and go in, and he's got eight. 22-10. MHMA with a dozen-point lead. Inside seven to go in the first half. Back over to the right side. Abel to the left. The three is launched, a little wide to the right. Offensive rebound. Pulled back down by Brackenhoff. Freitas Christian, think what they've got. Size, they're well coached. They're very disciplined. You can see that they have exactly a plan. They know exactly what they're doing. They know where they want to go with the ball. Ravens in the 2-3 zone now very clearly. You've got Keegan Mispagel back in at one of the guards. Here's a baseline three that is shot, missed. Beautiful offensive rebound. Didn't follow it back up. Instead, brought it back out on top where another three is set sail. That one won't go. And another offensive rebound underneath. And I'm telling you right now, the boards are being dominated by Rasheem Dowdell. What a nice job. And now we're going to get a foul by the Ravens. A little frustration reach-in foul. The whistle is going to be on Keegan. And he will have his first foul of the game. But I am impressed with the hustle of Rasheem Dowdell just coming up with those offensive rebounds, keeping it alive for his team. Back out topside with it. They're going to go 5:55 to go in the half. Cross-court pass. And we're going to have a foul. Oh, we're going to get a travel called. Manassas Miller had run across the floor, tried to steal the ball away. It got to the Eagle player, and as he got there, Manassas got there, and he fell to the floor. They called him for a travel. I thought maybe Miller was going to be picking up a foul there, but that's not the case. Ravens back up floor with the basketball. MHMA, going to the bench now. And here's a runner from the left side. It is up, and are we going to wave that thing off? We are. The foul is going to be on Sam Joyce. They will wave off the bucket. It is still 22-10. Courageous Christian coming up the floor with the ball. Ravens have gone to the bench, and they have brought Bowden Korbelik into the game. Ravens down court defensively. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again, too. The Eagles. Courageous Christian had to bring Owen Welch into the game. Head coach Carl Hussling. A nice bench over there. He's carrying 10 athletes with him here tonight. So far, he's gone 8 deep on the bench. 5:20 to go in the first half. Eagles with the basketball. Going to the right side of the lane. Out on top. Thinking about a really long three. And then Welch pulls it back down. Thinks, no, not going to do that. And now we're going to get a traveling violation. He will come back to MHMA. 5 minutes to go in the half. Crowd continuing to file in for the Ravens, and some of them getting here for a little bit early to enjoy the guys' game and then the girls' game, which we'll have here on K Radio coming up after this one. So be aware, it is a McLeod Invitational Tournament doubleheader tonight. Just like tomorrow night, it's going to be a Oskaloosa Invitational Tournament doubleheader here on CARE. We'll be discussing that as the evening progresses. Ravens back up court with the basketball, leading it by a dozen. If we go inside 5 minutes playing the half, the ball is going to be batted away for a moment from Harris. Picked back up. Driver to the left side. Korbelik shoots and won't go in. Two Ravens fight over the basketball, and they lose it out of bounds. So the ball is going to be brought in from deep in the backcourt by the Eagles, and here comes Moretus Christian. Up the floor with the basketball. Is going to be Mason Shaw. Eagles work around the left hand. Oh, a beautiful pass in the middle, and the left-hand layup is good. Owen Welch with his first points. 22-12, 4.5 left before intermission. Top side with the ball, looking into the middle. It's going to be Lanson Taylor. Ravens back on offense, up double figures. Courageous Christian battle it tough. Now the defense on the left side nearly getting that 5-second count, but able to get it away to Miller. Back over to the right side. It comes to Korbelik. He will drive into the circle. No room there. Puts it out on top. Now it's going to be batted away. Picked up on the dribble. Here comes Owen Welch. He'll drive. Change hands. Layup is going to be up and missed. There's three defenders that gotten down court to swarm him. And that was great defense by Owen Welch to knock that ball away. Just was unable to finish it on the other end of the floor. 3:50 to go in the first half. Driving into the lane. The ball going to be knocked away from Manasseh Miller. Picked back over on the baseline left by Harris. Driving down across, and we're going to get a foul called. Going to come back again to the Eagles. 3:47 to go in the half. Ravens continue to bring players one at a time into the ball game. Bennett Wilkes is in now. Bennett is a freshman. Great as Christian skips over to the left side, and it's going to be intercepted off the bounce pass. The feed left, the driving shot, knocked away, out of bounds. Eagles are going to have it back in. 3:27 to go. Back into the MHMA lineup. It's going to be, oh, who we got coming in here now? Oh, it's going to be Brody. So Brody Cotman comes in. Left side with it, Eagles. Ravens leading by 10. Courageous Christian takes it deep into the right corner above the three-point line. Will not take the shot. Rotates it around. Here's Honey Hockey with it. Now a three-point left side shot. No good. Rebound tipped out. Rescued. Eagles are going to keep it alive and bring it back out on top as we go inside. 3 minutes to go in the half. First to the left side, driving to the right. Pushed it off on top. Little side step, three-pointer, missing again, and an offensive foul, and they're going to say, let's see who picks this one up. can't quite see, and they are not using the scoreboard here. I don't know if they don't use it or if it doesn't work, but either way, we're not getting it up there. We'll update all of these numbers at intermission, but it was an offensive foul by the Eagles, and MHMA back up court for the basketball. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the opening half. Driving down the right side, a running shot is going to be up off the wood with good. Landon Taylor in double figures with 10. 24-12. Oriole Mount Academy in front here in McLeod. Into the lane, little bunny hop. The shot up, foul called, and coming to the free throw line is going to be Rasheem Dowdell. Dowdell will come to the free throw line. You're going to have your good shoe game on if you're beating Rasheem out of the best shoes in the tournament competition. Free throw. Just off a little bit. He's going to get another shot here. It remains at 24-12. Raven lead. Don't forget, coming up with the around, they expect around a 7:45, I believe, at tip-off for the ladies' game, and it'll be MHMA in that one. Second free throw off the rim, gets away, won't go in. And a rebound pulled down by Wilkes. Here come the Ravens on offense. Lanson Taylor starts to drive in, now backs away, takes it to the free throw line, gets it to Manasseh. 2:20 to go in the half. Middle back over to Taylor again on the left side. Again, as he drives in, he's cut off defensively. They're just not allowing access. This player defense that Bright has shifted into is doing a really nice job. Got a pass, comes out on top. It's going to be Cotman with it. He's between the circles, kicks it over to the right side. Keegan bounces into the corner, stepping in, fading away, and double dribble. Great defense by the Eagles, and Ravens unable to put any points on the board on that possession. And we're down inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Walking up floor with it, Veritas Christian School. They'll dump it over to the right side. It's going to be Owen Welsh between the circles now to Aiden J. Baxter. They'll go free throw line, back left, 3-point shot, high arcing, and again, it won't go in. Eagles have hit 1-3, and that was very early on by Baker. Since then, they've taken a number of shots, but just haven't had any luck getting them to fall. Now we'll have a foul called. And it is going to be Eagles coming to the line. It is. And back at the free throw line is going to come Dowdell. Rasheem Dowdell. He missed a couple of shots just moments ago. He's going to get back up there. Isaac pushes this one up. It's going to be short. Front half of the 1-1. And Ravens rebound it down. Minute and a half to go. The shot at the baseline blocked, and we have a foul. This whistle is going to be on Brackenhoff for the Eagles, and Morgan Lattacetti would come to the line. Lanson Taylor, 8 opening quarter points. He's got 10 right now in the game. He'll have his first free throw opportunities of the evening right here. First of 2 is off the back of the rim, kicks out. He's got one more shot coming up. We're down at a minute 27 to go in the opening half of the guys' game. Kind of an unusual mix. The guys playing before the ladies here tonight. Second free throw will not go in, and Eagles rebound. Brackenhoff clears it down. Brightest Christian up the floor with it. They'll dish it on top. Pass it to Bill. Stolen away nicely by Brody. The feed to the right side. The shot is up and missing. No foul called on the attempt at the block, and back up with it will come Eagles. We're down to a minute to go before the half. Right side for the basketball is going to be Owen Welsh. He'll look into the middle. No room inside. Comes back out on top to Donaldson. Has the ball stripped out of his hands and going to be picked up by the Ravens. Outlet down the right side. The shot is going to go up. It's no good, and we got a block for the body. Lanson Taylor will come to the free throw line. The foul is on Abel Brockenhoff, and Lanson, good shooter, missed a couple of moments ago, and that one will bounce off the back of the rim, up and in. That is his 11th point. Lanson leads the Ravens. In fact, leads all scorers in the game right now. The second shot is up. It hits the back, and it won't go in, but an offensive foul. But the offensive foul is aided by, or an offensive rebound, but an offensive foul by Mark Harris. So Harris giving himself a little bit of room, and now we will walk to the other end of the floor. And back at the free throw line, this time it'll be Blaine Honeyhockey. Blaine is 2 of 2 at the free throw line. That's where he's gotten his only points of the game. His free throw is good. He's 3 of 3. That was Raven. Team foul 9 in the opening half. Eagles have committed 7. Second shot is up. Perfect. So Honeyhockey, 4 points on 4 of 4 at the free throw line, and it's 24-14. Excuse me, 25-14. Had to get that one free throw a moment ago by Lanson. And we're going to get a traveling call. MHMA turning it over on the upcourt play. Walking it up the floor. Here comes Veritas. It's going to be Amir Dowdell. Handle the ball. He works it from the point guard spot. Kicks it to the left. Now down in the corner. That's going to be Brockhoff. He's at the 3. Looks inside, wants to take the three-point shot, has the ball stripped out of his hands, and it's going to be picked back up. Turning around, the shot is good. And Baker has 7. 25-16. 20 seconds left here in the first half. And Ravens are going to slow it up. They're going to look for that final shot. Manassas Middle has it out top side. We got a foul off the ball. The whistle is going to be on Veritas Christian. It's going to be on Amir Dowdell and the Ravens at the line. Keegan stepping up there. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Keegan Misbagel. He'll step up there. Iyatt, little right-handed shot. Perfect. And Keegan has his 3rd point, looking for one more. He's got the Ravens back up by 10. Second shot off the back of the rim, kicks away, and Eagles are going to rebound it down. Here comes Veritas Christian into the forecourt, wide over to the left side. A very high dribble, no whistle. The kick out on top, and we have a foul on the cross underneath the basket. So for Mar Hill Mount Academy, it'll be team foul 10, and for Braden Christian, a couple of free throws coming up here. At the line is going to be Owen Welsh. Owen has 2 points tonight. This is going to be his first free throw opportunities of the evening. Up, off the rim, once, twice, won't go in. One more shot coming up for Welsh. There are only 8 seconds left here in the opening half of the guys' game. Long, hard look at it. On its way, rolls around and good. Well, chance 3, 26-17. Down the other end of the court, driving shot, Mark Harris puts it in, and that will take us to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in McLeod, Kansas. We're at halftime. It's Mar Hill Mount Academy, 28 for Righteous Christian, 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Christy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There have been some fouls called in the first half of this game. I think it's fair to say. There have been a lot of free throw shots in the first half of this game. How about this? Morehill Mount Academy, not very good at the free throw line. 6 of 12 for Righteous Christian. About the same. They're 6 of 11. So we've had 23 free throw shot in the first half of this guy's game so far this evening. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for the Eagles, leading the way is going to be Aiden J. Baker. He's got 7 points in the game at halftime, playing honey hockey with 4-3 in the first half for Owen Welsh. Jordan Donaldson with 2, and rounding it out, we have 1 point. And I got to pick up, that's going to be coming up with one. Oh, that's going to be Jordan Donaldson. I'll give him 3. So that's an extra point for Jordan Donaldson for Morehill Mount Academy. Double finger scoring already in the contest for Lanson Taylor. He is at 11. Right behind him, Anastasia Miller has 8. It's 3.5 for Keegan Mispagel. And each with 2, Samuel Peisch, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce. Girls teams out of the court. They're warming up. Don't forget, we'll have Lady Raven basketball coming up after this one. So don't get away. Plenty of high school hoops here in Tournament Week 1 on Care Radio. But right now we're going to take a bit of a break. We're going to be back and bring you the second half line, but with the intermission score, MHMA 28, Veritas Christian 17. Kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you as we're at the McLouth Tournament with Tom Couts. It's the McLouth International, the McLouth Invitational, and currently we're listening to the Marhill Mount Academy boys taking on Varietas Christian. Coming up, we will have the Marhill Mount Academy girls taking on Care Parvel later on this evening at the conclusion of this game. And we've also got tomorrow on the Care Country Sports Schedule, Oskaloosa Boys Tournament, where we will have Valley Falls versus ACCHS at 6 p.m., JCN versus Perry at 7:30. Thursday, we have a rare Benedictine College basketball games for you as the Ravens are hosting Culver Stockton. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Stay tuned to the Care Sports Studios for the afternoon and morning sports reports to find out who's playing Friday night. We will have that information out first to you guys. Right now, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back with the scores in the area as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a final in the Clifton-Clyde Wetmore girls game. It was Clifton-Clyde at 62 points to the Wetmore ladies 42. In the Frankfort, Washington County boys game. It was Frankfort 17, Washington County 8. And at the half in the Tonganoxie tournament, currently Holton and KC Metro are tied at 21. We'll be returning to Tom Couts after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 30 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 49. Lows level off around 14 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Low 20s Wednesday. Upper teens by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We're under a wolf moon tonight. Full moon conditions out there at 37.4 degrees. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 83%. The dew point is steady at 29.90 inches of mercury. I'm sorry, the barometric pressure is steady. The dew point is sitting around 33 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of 35 out there. Valley Falls is checking in at 40 degrees right now, as is Leavenworth, with Holton reading 43 and Horton checking in at 37. I'll be back to Tom Couts in about a minute.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, for that, we welcome you back again to McLeod, Kansas, and the game getting underway just a little bit ago. Ravens getting a quick two, and whatever shot here is no good. Rebounding it back down is going to be Veritas Christian. We are just underway in the second half. It is now 30-17, Ravens in front. Eagles with the basketball. They'll drive the base under the reverse layup. Won't go in. Offensive rebound. Turnaround shot. Won't quite drop, and the rebound saved again by the Eagles. Underneath the goal, they'll dish it out on top, and the Ravens are going to get a chance to steal it away. Outlet pat up the court. Layup is going to be up and in. Lanson Taylor on the breakaway. He's got 13. 32-17. talk about a lot of free throws at the end of the half, it's because there were a lot of fouls called. Veritas Christian has Amir Dowdell with three fouls. Ashim Dowdell and Abel Brackenhoff each have two. For the Ravens, no one with more than two, but a lot of guys with two. Here's a three-point shot, no good. MHMA coming out with the basketball. Samuel Pyche has two. Sam Joyce, Keegan Mispagel, all with two fouls. Here's a shot up out of bounds, and Ravens are going to have a back in play. MHMA going from right to left here in the second half. We're in the home whites here at the McLeod tournament. Inbound it comes. A quick up won't go for Pyche. And the rebound is down to Veritas Christian at Jordan at Donaldson. Donaldson will stop on top, dump it over to the left side to Baker. The big guy can shoot from the outside and reaching in. Manasseh Miller trying to steal the ball, picks up his second foul of the evening. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team, and out of the game for Veritas is going to come Donaldson. And checking back in is going to be Abel Brackenhoff. MHMA will make a singular substitution as well. Cotman is going to come into the game for the Ravens. Here's a feed underneath, a little reverse layup. Halfway in, it bounces back out. Here comes the Ravens. Down the right side with it is going to be Lanson Taylor. He'll stop in front of MHMA's bench. And head coach Brad Kunicki. Little left-hand dribble now, accelerates down the lane, dumps it over into the corner with a three-point shot. A set sail, a little bit too strong, and the rebound is going to be saved down by Taylor. He'll feed across this time to Cotman. No shot there. Comes back once more to Harris. He'll start to the baseline, feed in the middle of Cotman. Kicks it off on top. Thinking about three instead. Taylor's going to dump it over to the right side of Manasseh. Miller with a left-hand dribble. Start to drive inside now. No room. Backs away. Great defense by the Eagles here. Bounce pass out on top to Sam. Joyce in the circle. Kicks it back to the left. Manasseh, three for the baseline left. Nope. Rebound tipped out. And Veritas Christian is going to rescue the basketball and come into the forecourt. Amir Dowdell will bring it down. Feet in the middle. Dish to the right. They'll dump it down to the baseline right. We're at 4:50 to go. This third quarter is moving much more quickly with no fouls being called. Pass out on top. Eagles will work the outside. The uncontested threes. Too strong. And a rebound is on the floor. And is saved by Veritas Christian. In the lane. The shot is up. And good. Plus one. How about that? Aiden J. Baker has his ninth point of the game. And a chance at one more here. The foul for the Ravens is going to be the third of the game by Sam Joyce. Sam is the first Raven to pick up a third foul, and he will check out. And Samuel Pyche comes back in. Free throw. In and out, no. Rebound pulled down by Pyche. It is 32-19. MHMA, and upcourt pass stolen away. Here come the Eagles. Veritas Christian drives down, in, finger roll, off the window, and good. Baker with two more. 32-21. And Coach Kunicki's seen it up. He's taking a timeout, and so shall we. We've got a break in the action. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's now Morehill Mount Academy, 32, Veritas Christian, 21.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Ravens in front, but utilizing a timeout as Veritas Christian has rolled off four unanswered and got a little momentum going right now. Ravens are going to put the ball in play in midcourt across the way in front of the scorer's table, and let's see if there's some adjustments they have made. They'll pass into the lane. Turning the shot is going to be up for Pyche. He can't get it to fall, and the rebound tipped out, pulled down by Brody. It's up and good. So Brody will have his first points of the game, 34-21. Get past to the free throw line, spinning into the lane, the turnaround shot, no. Nice offensive rebound. They'll dish it back off on top, where the three-pointer is up and no good. Boarded down this time by Mark Harris. Ravens down the other way into the lane, and is it a travel? That's what I thought. See, you can take a step, you can take what you call the Euro step, and you can take four or five steps down the floor and find that somebody's going to call a travel. And that's what happens here with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Substitutions coming in for Righteous. As into the game, Blaine Honeyhockey. He had four first half points. And the ball rolling, and they're going to let this thing come to midcourt before picking it up. The clock gets underway. 3.5 to go here in the third. Eagles dish it baseline left. Skip pass comes out on top, splitting two defenders, and we're going to get a travel on the other side. Back it will come to the Ravens. Morgan Mount Academy fans turned out here in good number tonight. Hope that they are able to work into their schedule for the evening to stick around for the ladies' game. That's going to come up at about, about 7:45-ish, probably a little over half an hour from now. MHMA, the cutter in the middle is Miller. His shot too soft, gets his own rebound. Follows it up, pushes it up through the bottom of the rim. He's in his lane forever. No 3-second call. The turnaround shot misses. Rebounding it down. Eagles. Veritas comes up the floor into the baseline left. Little hook pass comes back off on top. Baseline three. No, and they just can't buy an outside shot. Hitting one really early in the game in the first maybe 2 minutes. They've shot a bunch and hit none since. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. MHMA, nice backdoor pass, but it was out of the reach of Manasseh Miller. Got a fingertip on it, but was not able to control it down. The Ravens are lobbying that the ball was touched. And tell you what, you play the game, I'll call the game, and we're going to take it the other way, all right? 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Up forward with it is going to be Abel Brockenhoff. Left side to Baker. Baker's been the offensive leader on this team. And he's the big guy, goes into the lane, and we're going to get another travel called with 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. Righteous is going to bring Jordan Donaldson back in. Jordan's got three fouls. Here in the second half, the scoring has pretty much stopped. The Ravens had 20 points in the opening quarter. They've got six here in the third quarter. Back over to the right side. MHMA and Lanson Taylor goes to the baseline. Skip pass across to the left. Miller, he will drag a foot, travel. There's the call. Good call to the official who saw that happen. We're down to 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Still a 34-21 lead for MHMA. And as little as the Ravens have scored in the third quarter, the Eagles have scored fewer. MHMA with a half a dozen points. Veritas Christian has 5 points here in the second half so far. And we got a foul off the ball, an illegal screen set. Minute 53 to go. No, they're not going to call that a screen. They're going to call a foul on Lansden. So Lansden will have a second foul. 1:53 to play here in the third quarter. And now we're going to have an illegal screen set on the inbound. And that is going to be on 12. And Amir Dowdell in trouble. I have him for his fourth foul of the game now. Minute 52 to go, third quarter. And Coach Carl Hustling for the Eagles is going to quickly get Amir out of the game. And he's going to substitute back in Mason Shaw. And here comes the MHMA offense. Over to the left side with it is going to be Taylor to the free throw line. Stepping into the lane, the shot by Peisch. No. Gets his own rebound. Falls away. No. Rebound tipped out. Eagles have it. Here they come with a minute 20 to go in the third. Dumping it over to the right side. Here's a three, and it is perfect. How about that shot by Blaine Honeyhockey, his 7th point of the game. 34-24. Eagle fans getting a little noisy now. Here's a pass down to the baseline, and the Ravens are going to lose it. It belongs to Veritas Christian. Owen Welch will check back in for Coach Huslake. We've got a minute 11 to go here in the third quarter. Make all the noise you want. It's good. It's fine. 34-24. The feet to the free throw line, 11 left foot pivot, the back to the left side, and the skip down to the baseline is going to escape in a little miscommunication. The skip pass was taken down into the corner. The player from there had already broken down to the baseline to cross beneath the goal and wasn't there to take the pass. And with a minute to go in the third quarter, the Ravens are back up the floor, leading by 10. Here comes Lansden. Taylor works his way over to the left side. Back out on top, Miller. Right side, Harris. Taylor with it again. MHMA maybe going to wind this thing down. Player defense here for the Eagles. Now, out on top of this here, do the Ravens have the patience? And they're going to get a shot away. It misses, but the follow shot is good. And Peisch has four. 36-24. And now the Eagles can get the final shot of the quarter. And in the middle, it's up. It's good. Plus one. Counted for Aiden Baker. Aiden Baker's really come to play here tonight. 7 in the opening half. He's got 6 already here in the third quarter. So at 13 points, he is tied with Lance and Taylor for game-high scoring honors. I could see Aiden J. Baker on the all-conference team in this tournament. Free throw. In and out, no. Rebound. Fought for. Jump ball. Yes. Possession arrow will go to the Eagles with 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. 36-26. And now we've got a little confusion in. Coach is not real happy as his player fails to go to the scores table and check in. But I think we got that all ironed out now. 36-26. Inbound it comes. The big guy goes up, gets fouled, no whistle, and there it comes. It was a little bit of a slow whistle. But it did sound. And for the Ravens, the foul inside on Bennett. That's his first foul today, and the free throw here is up and good. That is now 17 points for Baker. Or excuse me, 14, 15, 15 for Baker. 36-28. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Ravens race into the forecourt. Top side with 5. Working across to the left. Miller with 2, with 1. He's not going to get a shot off. It's over. We go to the fourth quarter in McLeod. It's Morehill Mount Academy 36, Righteous Christian 28.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
So in the third quarter, Eagles outscored Morehill Mount Academy 11-8, and the Ravens did not have a single free throw appearance in the third quarter. Eagles did. They were 2 of 4 at the line. All of those belonged to Aiden J. Baker, who is now the game's leading scorer with 15 points. Foul trouble, though, for Righteous Christian, 4 on Amir Dowdell, and it'll be interesting to see how long Coach Huslake waits to bring Dowdell back into the game. Ravens are going to have it in to begin the fourth quarter. We're back underway. Ravens have the ball in front by 8. Peisch has it on top. Swings it over to the right side. Little head fake. Shot not taken. And we're going to get a blocking foul down low. And I suspect it's going to be on Owen Welch. It will be his second foul of the game. And only, can you believe this is only the second team foul of the second half for the Eagles? Much less fouling in the second half of this game. Back out topside it comes, driving in, no room. Over to the edge, Tice drives in, can't get a shot away, kicks it back to Harris. Mark goes in, twists, turns, travels, no whistle, gets it back to the right side. And there's a shot up off the backboard, a good Samuel Pice. That's a half a dozen for Samuel. MHMA moves back in front again by 10 at 38-28. 7-11 to go in the game. Cross court it goes to Baker. Eagles with the ball, Baker into the lane. Double step, shot up and good for two. Two more points for Baker, and he's now at 17. 38-30 Ravens. Baseline shot, air ball. Rebound to go back down. Eagles. Up the floor, Mason Shaw. Stops at the top, goes over to the right side, Honey Hockey. Shaw will have it on top. Looks left, drives right, dumps it over on the wing to Welsh. Feeds into the middle of the free throw line, and back out topside they go. They work to the baseline where the three is up and good from deep side. Mason Shaw's first point of the game, and we've got a timeout on the floor. A stop in play with 6.5 to go in the ballgame. It's now MHMA 38, Eagles 33.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
We return to the Ravens, putting the ball in play, seeing their lead, which had been as many as a dozen, cutting out of five. Here's a baseline shot, it's up, and it won't go in. Rebound, out of bounds, it is going to be Veritas Christian School basketball. And into the game is going to come Rasheem Dowdell. So Rasheem Dowdell is on the floor, and again, you've got to remember, Amir on the far side is still over there, and he could come in at any time. He's got those four fouls, and they're holding him until, I suspect, toward the very end. Skip pass over to the left side. Big guy drives in, goes cross-court. Rasheem with it. Swings it over to the left side. Donaldson starts into the middle, kicks it back to Welsh. Back out on top, it goes to Baker. In the middle, shoots it. Does he travel? Yeah. That is a bang-bang play. The officials have been kind of iffy and a little inconsistent with the travel calls in this game tonight. Back up with it will come the Ravens. MHMA catching a big break right there. They lead still by five. 5:48 to go. This is still anyone's game. MHMA on offense, down to the right side. Basketball into the corner to Mark Harris. Comes out now standing in the center circle with the ball. It's going to be Lanson Taylor. Player defense. And here's a three for Pice. How about that from the big guy? Throwing a hand out with the three fingers. Pice from outside. It's a 41-33 lead. And now on the other end, a driving shot won't go in, but a Raven foul is going to be called. See which MHMA player is going to be guilty. It will be Lanson Taylor picking up what I have as his third foul of the evening. And coming to the line for the Eagles is Owen Welsh. First free throw, no good. Owen is now 1 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up, and he will get the bounce. Have his fourth point of the game. 41-34. 5:15 left. Travel. Lanson Taylor had the ball, dumps it over to the right side, and Samuel started the shoot, and then he thought, you know what, I think I could drive in, and that indecision moment is always bad news, and the travel is called. Here comes Veritas Christian. 5 minutes to go in the game. Eagles with it up top side. Working around, it's going to be Rasheem Dowdell. His brother, Amir, on the bench yet right now. Down to the baseline right. Keep the ball. Stop on top. Little trouble. Push it out between the circles. Donaldson. Lots of time. They can be patient. Driving into the lane. His shot is up. There! What a roll! It's up and good, plus one. So count the bucket. And an opportunity at another conventional three-point play for Aiden J. Baker. Now 41-36. The free throw, not going to go. So Baker unable to hit the free throw. His team is back, though, to within five. Ravens up the floor. 4.5 to go in the game as Lanston backs away again into the center circle. He's just standing out there dribbling the ball, and his defender for the Eagles stands at the top of the key, letting him do that. Here's Sam Joyce with it. Goes right side. Pyche spins and shoots and gets it in there. So Samuel Pyche having a big fourth quarter. It is 43-36. The feed into the lane, the dump to the right side, the baseline three, rims out, no, and the rebound. We've got a lot of contact. Officials looking at each other. They're not sure exactly who they're going to call this foul on, and this could go either way pretty easily. This might go no way pretty easily. They're just going to end up calling a jump ball, and they're going to call it out of bounds and give it back to the Eagles. When you both blow the whistle now, Coach Kunicki's looking for a little explanation here, and I think, I don't know what they're telling Coach Kunicki, I just think that sometimes it's so fast, so bang-bang, and so many players involved, you're not really sure which way to go with it, so you just go with the jump ball, and away you have it. Eagles have the ball, trailing it 43-36. We're now at 4 minutes to go. Topside with it is going to be Amir, who's back in the game. Here's a three off the window, but no good. Ravens rebounding it down is Taylor. Lanson will drive coast to coast, kicks it over to the right side. Pyche steps in, dumps it off on top, and the Ravens are going to back it away and slow it down. MHMA, not looking to attack the bucket. Sam sets up a big lineman-type screen that the defender runs around. 3.5 minutes to go. Ravens with the basketball, and I'm not sure they are interested in taking a shot for the last 3:20. It'll go to the left side, Manasseh. He's going to be guarded by Amir Dowdell. Manasseh goes in, kicks it across, and are they calling Amir for the foul? If so, it would be his fifth. The foul, and I think it is Amir, and he is very frustrated because I thought he was behind the play far enough not to have fouled him, but apparently he did. That is his fifth, and Amir Dowdell is going to foul out here with 3:12 to play in the game. Ravens are going to have it in. That is team foul three of the second half for the Eagles. And the inbound pass is going to be stolen. For Righteous Christian, up the floor of the basketball, just over 3 minutes to play. They trail by seven. Out on top, Jordan Donaldson. Inside the free throw line. Back to the big guy, and he takes a couple of steps and turns it over with the travel. 2:58 to play. Mario Mount Academy's points in the fourth quarter have all come off the hand of Samuel Pyche. And before we put the ball in play, we're going to get an Eagle timeout. Joseph, let's take a break. What do you say? We're down to 2:58 to play in this first of our doubleheader tonight. It's Mario Mount Academy guys, 43 for Righteous Christian School, 36.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Well, the gymnasium here in McLeod, Kansas is filling up, but that brought the temperature up noticeably. They did not turn heat on here today. They had no school here at McLeod today. And so it is brisk inside. The athletes, though, I'm sure are loving it. Got to be feeling good. And for the Ravens, they got to be feeling good. With just inside 3 minutes of play, leading by 7, 43-36. They have led by as many as a dozen back in the second quarter. The credit to Righteous Christian is they have played hard, battled tough, and they are not throwing in the towel at any point here today. They're also going to now pick up a little intensity on the defense, and pursue the basketball a little bit. Ravens out on top. Manassa kicks it over to the right side. Harris will take it long cross court past Lansden. Dribbles it off on top. They try to trap him. He'll throw it to the left side. Now to pass to the middle. Batted for in stolen. Eagles up the court. Over to the left side with the basketball. Driving in is going to be Brockenhoff. Out on top to Shaw. Kicks it in the middle. Here's Baker with it. No room. Back out on top. It's going to come again to Dowdell. Now the pass into the lane. The kick back on top. Little behind the back pass. That was a badly thrown pass, and the Ravens are going to be the beneficiary of the turnover. Up court with it, Lanson Taylor. 2:10 to go. The feed across underneath with it is going to be Keegan Misbagel, and they'll bring it back out on top. Ravens are reset the offense now. They surround the ball, reach in, and Coach Kunicki says, my guy's trapped. I got to call a timeout and save him. He does. He did. We're taking a break. Joseph with a minute 58 left in the game. The score remains MHMA 43, Veritas 36.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
We're down to a minute 58 to go with tonight's first of our Hoops doubleheader, and the Ravens lead 43-36. MHMA is going to be putting the ball in play at midcourt here on our side, the near side. And the Ravens are out on the floor with Mark Harris putting the ball in play. Lanson Taylor or Manassas Miller are looking to take the inbound pass. Then you've got Samuel Pyche in. Now Bowden Korbelik out on the floor for the Ravens. MHMA not looking to score, just looking to play a little keep away, and we're going to get a foul called against the Eagles. For Veritas Christian, the foul is, looks like it's on Abel Brockenhoff. Yeah, it is his third. That'll be team foul four in the second half by VCS. The ball comes into Miller, goes right side, lofts it out on top, and Lansden will start into the middle, have it batted away, able to recover it. Right side, Miller again, goes baseline, can't get a shot away, brings it on top, and the Ravens doing what they want to do, running time off the clock, and now we're going to get fouled topside. Harris gets fouled, but we're nowhere near the 1-1. That's only team foul 7 for the Eagles. The Ravens have committed 7. We're going to get a little defensive switch here for Coach Huslick. Playing honey hockey. Comes back in. Ravens into the forecourt, and now they trap up on top, and reaching around, we get a foul called. It is going to be on Mason Shaw. Mason, his first foul. And for the Eagles now, they will be able to put the Ravens at the free throw line. With the next foul, we're down to a minute 29 to go. MHMA leading by 7. Miller on top. He is 4 of 6 at the free throw line today, and here's the foul called, and they're going to put a good shooter up there. Lanson Taylor, he's struggled a little bit tonight, but he's a very good shooter. He's 1 of 4 at the free throw line this evening, has 13 points, has not scored yet in the fourth quarter. Matter of fact, has only 2 points in the second half. And the Ravens are going to bring Sam Joyce back in. Minute 20 in the game. Here comes Lanson for the front half of the 1-1. And perfect. It's a big shot to give his team now an 8-point lead. And earns the bonus free throw. It is in and out, no good. Rebound, Eagles. 44-36. The shot is up, missing it. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Baseball pass, Lanson. Turn, shoots, gets it. And that's going to seal the deal right there. With a minute 5 to go, Ravens go up by 10, 46-36. Shot is up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Battled for, diving for the basketball, and we're going to get a foul underneath on Aiden Baker, and that'll be his first foul today. We go to the other end of the floor where Bowling Hill Mount Academy coming to the line for the 1-1. I suspect, is it going to be Sam maybe coming up there? I believe it was. Yeah, Sam Joyce will come to the line. Inside a minute to play now. Sam Joyce comes to the line. He's got 4 points in the game, two in the first, two in the third. His first free throw of the evening is up and in and out, no good. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it back in play. So MHMA getting to the free throw line has not really helped themselves, but Eagles unable to take advantage of the opportunities presented them, and we're going to get a timeout with Coach Kunicki leading by 10 with less than a minute to go. He's over there diagramming something for his guys. Timeout. The score, MHMA 46, for Righteous Christian 36.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Less than a minute to go in the ball game. The Ravens up by 10, have it in play. And it's going to be Mark Harris. Gets it in and quickly over to the left side. Quickly a foul committed and didn't take much off the clock. Ravens coming to the line. And this time it's going to be Korbelek. So Bowden will step up there. Bowden has no points yet in the game. Has not had a free throw opportunity. And it will be the final 1-1 for the Ravens. After this, it will be the double bonus. So coming to the line, Korbelek. A little bit of a look, little knee bend, and the shot kicks around and goes in. One more shot coming up for the Ravens, who now lead by 11. 47-36. Easy look, nice touch, perfectly through. Korbelek will have his first 2 points of the game, and MHMA equals its largest lead tonight as they go up a dozen. They're led by a dozen moments into the second quarter. Eagles have battled back. They've been able to cut the gap, but the Ravens have stood the test. Here's a shot from the outside, no good. And MHMA coming up with the basketball. Surely they're not going to foul, and they do. Didn't know if they were going to foul, trailing by a dozen with 44 seconds to go, but that is what will happen, and back to the free throw line comes Marhill Mount Academy. Well, if you thought that girls' game is going to start at 7:45, it's because I told you that, and I'm in some error, but it won't be too long. Here's a free throw not going in for Lansden. Lansden's had a tough night at the free throw line. He's played a great game, but he's 2 of 7. Now, 2 of 8 at the free throw line. Much better shooter than that. The missed free throw is going to be taken on the other end, and the shot goes up and misses. Rebound Ravens. Half a minute to go in the game. On the other end, the shot is up and good by Lansden. So he'll hit the driving layup. It is 50-36. Shot, no. Rebound Eagles. The feet in the middle. Lost away. Down with it. MHMA, and they're going to, are they going to wait? No. Manasseh goes in, and he misses the point-blank, uncontested layup. And we're going to get a whistle after the shot. I thought it was just going to go over on the side, and the Ravens are going to just allow the clock to expire and win by 14, but that was not what was going to happen there. A couple of substitutions. And here come the Eagles up with the ball. 13 seconds left. They're going to roll it up, and again, it'll be Owen Welsh this time picking it up as the ball across goes across midcourt. He'll take a really long three that misses. Miller rebounds it down. Is he going to get another shot away? 6 seconds, 5. He's going to have to step it up. He will not. That's going to do it. Final score of this evening. Far Hillman Academy winning in the first round of the McLeod Tournament. Ravens 50, Veritas Christian 36. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, we're in McLeod, Kansas, where it is tournament week. Game one, night one, has been taken by Mar Hillman Academy over Veritas Christian, 50-36. A recap of the scoring finds that for the Eagles, Aiden J. Baker led his team. In fact, he led all scorers in the game 19 points this evening. 7 for Blaine Honeyhockey, who came in off the bench. It was a 4-point game for Owen Welsh, 3 apiece for Jordan Donaldson and Mason Shaw. For Mar Hillman Academy, great game for Lanson Taylor, 18 points to pace the way for the Ravens. Double figure scoring also for Samuel Peisch with 11. It was 8 tonight for Manasseh Miller, 4 in the game for Sam Joyce. Keegan Mispigel had 3 and 2 each for Mark Harris and Bowden Korbelik, also Brady Kotman. So the Ravens with their win, they would advance to the winner's bracket here in the tournament. And we'll be following them. You can keep track of those brackets, of course, as always, on msc.sports.net. Tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a breather. Won't be too long. We'll be back. Ladies game coming up. Again, the final score in our first of the night. Mario Mount Academy 50, Veritas Christian 36. We'll return, but right now, we're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's got things well in hand, and he's going to take good care of you back in the K-Radio Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at msc.sports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 30. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 49 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 14 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Low 20s Wednesday. Upper teens by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Today's hit country.
Coming.
All in one place.
It's how your memory drowns.
All of today's hit country. Hot Country 93.7.
Time to take a heart.